From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Supporters chanted, "Seat him now," as Senate-elect Scott Brown declared victory in Massachusetts last night. The Republican state lawmaker says he's nobody's senator after winning the seat the late Ted Kennedy held for decades. Brown says his victory was because of voters from across the political spectrum.
From the Berkshires to Boston, from Springfield to Cape Cod, the voters of this Commonwealth defied the odds and the experts. The independent majority has delivered a great victory.
Brown led Democrat Martha Coakley 52% to 47% with 100% of the precincts counted. Coakley says she is heartbroken but congratulated her opponent and wished him luck. She says she'll continue to fight for causes she believes in.
I will not forget the fierce determination with which we approach this. Not just again about this campaign, about the things we believed in and we still believe in and we will still fight for in on after tonight. And I know you will join me in that.
Coakley's defeat means Democrats no longer have 60 votes in the Senate to break Republican filibusters and perhaps not enough support to pass a Democratic health care overhaul bill. Brown becomes the 41st Republican in the Senate and has assured his backers that he will vote against the pending health care bill. More American troops are arriving in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince 1 week after an earthquake flattened many parts of the city. They and other international troops will help with the relief and security efforts. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Haitian capital.
U.S. military helicopters swoop over the massively damaged city, while American military vehicles slowly move through streets choked with people and rubble. As many as 11,000 American military personnel are on the ground, on ships nearby, or on their way to Haiti to help with the relief effort.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Port-au-Prince. Los Angeles County fire officials have ordered 587 homes vacated this morning, as the third in a series of storms in the forecast this week draws near. One woman died in the area yesterday when a tree trunk fell on her trailer. Flash flood watches were posted for areas of Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles counties, where wildfires have ravaged hillsides in the past 2 years. Further north, heavy rains left about 15,000 Fresno customers without power yesterday afternoon, including Fresno Yosemite International Airport. Screeners there had to check baggage by hand for about an hour. Police in the central Virginia town of Appomattox say 8 people were gunned down yesterday in 2 locations there. A lone suspect was being sought and was believed to be hiding in a wooded area. State police say they don't know of any possible motive. This is NPR News. President Obama is expected to order the Internal Revenue Service to review corporate tax claims to ensure that companies are meeting their obligations. The White House says companies that are behind in paying their taxes will be denied government contracts. U.S. officials say the move will further Mr. Obama's effort to reduce government waste. Scientists say they have now found Asian carp DNA in Lake Michigan, but the U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to order the closure of navigational locks in Chicago to keep the invasive species of fish from infesting the Great Lakes. NPR's David Schaper has the story.
The Supreme Court rejected Michigan's request for an immediate injunction to force the Army Corps of Engineers in the state of Illinois to close Chicago's Lake Michigan locks in an effort to keep the huge and voracious Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. Hours later, federal officials announced there is new evidence suggesting the invasive species of fish may have already advanced past the locks. The Corps' General John Peabody says a water sample taken from Chicago's Calumet Harbor in Lake Michigan tested positive for environmental, or eDNA, of Asian carp. But he adds that only means the dreaded fish might be in the lake.
eDNA tells us that there is the presence of DNA of Asian carp in those locations. What it cannot tell us is whether it's from a live or dead fish.
Some fear Asian carp could crowd out native species in the Great Lakes and wipe out a $7 billion fishery. David Schaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A roadside bomb exploded today in the Pakistan city of Peshawar, killing 4 people. The dead include a local politician and a member of an ethnic Pashtun-based party that has been opposed to the Taliban. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.